堂听 class.com。
Passage 2. Overcoming Procrastination, A Practical Approach. Do you find that you often begin correspondence with a phrase like, I'm sorry it's taken me so long to get back to you, or, my apologies for the delay in responding? This may be an indication that you're in the habit of putting things off. Similarly, a desk of files filled with projects which you have yet to begin, or which you are partially completed but inactive, is another sure sign that there's a problem. If you are one of those people who insists on cleaning up all the little projects awaiting you, in order to remove those bothersome little things before you begin a major project, you are actually engaging in procrastination by allowing yourself to fall victim to the tyranny of the trivial. Reasons for procrastinating. Like many issues involving time management, procrastination is a behavioral problem, and like all such problems, it can, with sufficient motivation, be changed. In order to change a behavioral pattern, however, it is necessary to understand the reasons for that behavior. Don't know where to start? If you think about it, the tasks which you tend to postpone will generally fall into two categories. The first of these is the fairly large or complex task. Such tasks are generally important in their outcome, which only adds to the pressure to do a good job. And yet, their very complexity makes it difficult to know just where or how to begin. The result is that the task is put off until it simply has to be dealt with. An unpleasant task. The second category of task, commonly postponed, is that which is either unpleasant to do or may have unpleasant consequences. This may be some aspect of your work that you simply don't enjoy, or it may be something like a negative job appraisal for an employee, for which you know there will be repercussions. Again, the task is put off until other pressures make it necessary for it to be tackled. Fear of failure. On a bit more psychological note, there are those who put off tasks because they have a subconscious fear that they will not be able to perform them satisfactorily. Related to this are those who hold themselves to the standard of perfection for all work they do. If they suspect that their work will be less than perfect, they may be inclined to put it off. Excusing substandard performance. At the opposite end of the spectrum are those who use procrastination, generally not on a conscious level, as a means of excusing work which they know is of poor quality. I could have done it better if I'd had more time, is the general refrain of such people. Though on closer examination, it may be found that they didn't have time because they chose to procrastinate. Keep in mind, of course, that there are some projects which do come up as emergencies, and for which you really don't have sufficient time. So don't assume that this refrain is always a sign of a procrastination problem. Overcoming procrastination. It is important that you take the time to recognize which reasons apply most to you, or to your staff members. By doing so, you will be able to select from the solutions that follow the one, or more, that will best help you to overcome procrastination. Use the swap approach. If you analyze an overwhelming task that is currently facing you, you will probably find that it can be broken down into a number of smaller, more manageable pieces. A logical order will emerge for completing each part, or you may have to impose such an order on the component parts. You can then swap. Start with a part. And if you've listed the various parts in writing, which is recommended, you can have the pleasure of crossing them off step by step, and seeing a visual representation of the fact that as you complete each step, you bring yourself closer to the completion of the overall project. The importance of deadline. We tend to see deadlines as a cause of stress, rather than as a solution. This is because they are often unrealistic, and they are often imposed by others. Actually, when you face a project of which no deadline has been established, you should establish one. This helps you to focus on a project, and it helps you plan your time. Deadlines should not be set only for the completion of the project, but for the various steps along the way as well. Be sure, however, that your deadlines are realistic, or you will only increase the pressure which deadlines, strange as it may seem, have the power to reduce. The power of priorities. When is procrastination not procrastination? When you have postponed low-priority tasks in order to complete tasks of a higher priority. Not everything we do has the same importance, and we must recognize this and use it in setting priorities. We must also remember that priorities must constantly be re-evaluated and recorded as circumstances change. If you find that the tasks you are postponing are consistently of low importance, don't worry. Sometimes, though, you may find that high-priority items are the very ones you seek to avoid, while filling your time with comfort tasks. If this is the case, you may choose to give yourself a reward. It may sound trivial, but it works. Tell someone else. If you have a big project to work on, let someone else know about it, and let them know what your deadline is. It may be a coworker, it may be a family member, it may be a friend. The fact is that while we don't often mind disappointing ourselves, we are far less likely to disappoint others. Thus, we have the incentive to work on the project, if for no other reason than that we would be embarrassed to have to admit to a friend, family member, or coworker that we have failed. Avoid momentum busters. It is imperative that you build and maintain momentum in working on a project. As Newton tells us, a body at rest tends to remain at rest, while a body in motion tends to remain in motion. Newton wasn't talking about procrastination, but he might have been. Surely the most important step in completing any project is to start it by whatever means necessary. Once you've started, then you have to try to avoid things that will bring you to a halt again. The worst of these is interruptions. If at all possible, try to remove yourself from the source of interruptions. It's all right to say to a friend that you can't talk because you're working on an important project. And as far as the interruptions you can't avoid, be sure that you return to the project immediately after you have dealt with them. Don't stop when you're facing a difficulty, because you won't be inclined to return to the project and face that same difficulty the next time. Breaking habits requires the creation of other, better habits in their place. And this is never an overnight process, nor should it be an overwhelming one. The surest route to failure is to look at this list of solutions and attempt to put them all into effect at once. Select a single solution which seems to have the greatest impact on your specific pattern of procrastination behavior, and begin to put that into effect immediately. Recognize that it will take some time before these new behaviors become ingrained in your regular work process. Once they have, however, you can add additional solutions and change additional behaviors, always being careful to avoid the temptation to become obsessed with the subject. There are, and there always will be, things that you should postpone until later, and you must differentiate these from cases of true procrastination.